Hi, Marissa. Welcome to WGN.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
I apologize for mispronouncing your name a little bit earlier in the show, but you are doing such amazing work in this community, and we definitely wanted to talk and hear about what you're seeing going on and if the demand is growing. And so tell us a little bit about how the Ottawa Food Basket got formed. How long has it been around?
Yes. Actually, this May marks our 25th anniversary of serving our community.
Wow. Congratulations. That's really incredible. How many families do you serve?
Yeah, right now we are seeing about 1,000 families per month, which is up about 43% from our 2022 numbers.
43% increase?
Yes, 43% increase.
Wow. That's amazing. I would not have thought it had jumped up that much. And is it because people are losing jobs or because the inflation has just caused grocery prices to be just unaffordable?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons for it. Some of the major ones that we've identified is, number one, anytime kids are out of school, our numbers go up. So we're in prime summertime, so that's a yearly thing that happens. But then also, most of the increase can be pointed back to, as of March 1st of this year, SNAP funds had been cut back to pre-COVID levels.
Right. So when you've got all of these people facing food insecurity, I mean, this number is, you know, really serious. And I know in LaSalle County overall, you've got it on your website, almost 13,000 people are facing food insecurity. And by food insecurity, you don't mean they're necessarily starving, right? You mean that they just aren't sure where their next meal is coming from. Or what do you mean by that?
Yeah, that is the general definition of food insecurity. It doesn't necessarily mean that people are starving medically in that way, but it just shows that there's an instability at home or otherwise in situations that people don't have enough access to good, nutritious food on a regular basis.
Which is so incredibly critical, especially for kids, you know, who are growing up and the elderly. In fact, we all need it. Who am I kidding? Tell me
exactly.
A little bit, right? I mean, you know, who doesn't love, you know, fresh produce? So tell me a little bit about how you organize the community food basket. How is it that, you know, how can people access your services?
Yeah, we've really made it very simple as much as possible to get a hold of us and get what you need. Our area is set up like a small grocery store, so we have what we call the client choice system, which means our clients are able to come in and basically shop our aisles.
Well, that's
They're
great.
Able
that must
to
feel
choose the foods and products that best meet the needs of their unique family.
Right, which is nice because that gives them, you know, a sense that they're able to make those selections and have a little bit of control. Do you who provides donations? Is it local? I'm not quite sure. Is it local grocery stores or local restaurants, or what kind of donations do you welcome?
Yeah, we have a really diverse base of donors. So a lot of our monetary donations come in from small individual donations from our community. Our food also comes in that way as well, but we also participate in the USDA commodities program. So we get a monthly drop of food from that program, as well as we work with our food bank, River Bend, over in, they are based in Davenport, Iowa. And we also work with Midwest Food Bank, which is stationed in Bloomington. And we work through Feeding America to pick up from local grocery stores every day of the week.
which is amazing. Tell me, what are some things that you need? If we've got our listeners, they are so incredibly generous, they are so resourceful, and I'm sure there are people in your community who hadn't either heard of you or didn't know that they, you know, you might need some help. So if you've got a wish list, I would just love to hear how our listeners can help you.
Yeah, of course. We welcome all donations, big or small. Food products are always great. They go home with people who need them. But truly, monetary donations can go farther. Through our partnerships, we're able to purchase products, sometimes what you would pay retail for one item at the store. We can pay less than that for a case amount.
Wow. I love hearing how you're making
an example that I love to give out.
Yeah.
Is instant oatmeal, General Mills branded, Trix oatmeal, Cocoa Pebbles, all those types of things. They retail for about $3.50 at our local Walmart, but we recently and regularly purchase them for 10 cents a case.
Wow. That is a great deal. And I do love deals as the money lady. I do think that that's an excellent way to do it. And of course, I mean, what kids don't love Cocoa Pebbles? My kids went mad for them when they were little.
Exactly. Nice little treat.
So financial donations are helpful. Food donations are helpful. Where do people, you know, do you have a phone number? I know you've got your website, ottawafoodbasket.org. Is there a phone number that people can call as well?
Yes, our phone number is 815-431-0155. And as you said, our website is ottawafoodbasket.org. Donations are accepted online 24/7. And we also, if you wish to mail in a check, we have a P.O. box, which is number 2386 in Ottawa, Illinois.
Wonderful. Well, Marissa, thank you so much for being with us today and chatting with us a little bit about the amazing work that you're doing. And I know that it's I'm sure for every 1,000 people you're helping every month, there's probably another 1,000 that never even realized that they could get some help from you. So I hope those who are listening will pass along the word and that you get some of the help that you need to keep doing your good work. Marissa Vici is the executive director of the Ottawa Food Basket, Community Food Basket. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Always love to talk about the Community Food Basket. It's my favorite topic.
And we love having people like you. And we have been delighted to feature Ottawa all day today because what a fabulous community that it is.